Hey guys, I'm Johanna Edler and one of your hosts today.
Hello from me too. I am Jana Bresser and I'm the second half of the team.
Today we want to talk about a topic both of us were virtually unaware of, up until recently. Or am I wrong to assume that you already knew about green building?
No, you're not wrong. But I feel it isn't talked about as much. I wouldn't know any occasion where someone would have come up to me and asked me my opinion on eco-friendly building and construction.
Exactly. I mean, we talk about preserving the oceans, saving energy, and where and how our food is produced all the time. But I do not remember a single instance where green building has been part of the conversation around sustainability and ecological responsibility.
Yeah, I agree. It just isn't talked about, at least in my circles. It was mere chance that we even stumbled over the topic of green building.
I know. We had originally planned on this being your guide to making your travels more eco-friendly, but the topic felt exhausted.
Yes, there's plenty of information and lists of tips for that going around the internet. And that's great, but also the reason why we decided against speaking about it. It lent itself well as inspiration, though. Since the lists talked about green building and specifically mentioned LEED, which of course we're going to introduce later as well.
Okay, so since you already got into it, let us first explain green building.
So, green building is basically what you get when you combine all aspects and principles of sustainable construction. Actually, not even just the construction, but the entire life cycle of a building, even the demolition. In that, all procedures have to be considered, starting with the planning and designing, until the actual steps of construction, operation, maintenance, and renovation. Green building means applying environmentally responsible and resource-efficient methods.
And from what I have read about green building, it does not stop there. My initial thought was that it was going to focus on the environment only. But green building also seeks to increase the positive impact of architecture on the human as well.
Indeed! When we look at the three dimensions of sustainability, green building encapsulates all of them. So, as you already touched upon, people and the planet are important. But there's a third dimension.
People, planet, and profit.
Right! Because even if the planet is heavily affected, the market never rests. Economic aspects are just as important in our society.
Exactly. That's where LEED comes into play. LEED is an abbreviation for Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design, and it's the most widely used green building rating system in the world. It is based in the US, and the goal is to enable a green, socially responsible, and healthy environment that improves the quality of life.
And their work isn't restricted to public buildings alone. They have concepts for whole neighborhoods, private homes, and even already existing buildings and spaces.
Because of LEED's esteemed status in the world, they've come up with a rating system which is commonly used for all types of green buildings. They use a point system, and the number of points a project earns determines the level of LEED certification it receives. The four levels are ranging from certified over silver and gold up to platinum.
And as you just said, the levels of certification are determined by points, which can be further broken down into six categories. In awarding points, LEED looks at water efficiency, the sustainability of sites, energy and atmosphere, the materials and resources used, indoor environmental design, and even the innovation aspect in design.
And green building with LEED is attractive for various reasons. Specifically, their buildings have proven to have 34% lower CO2 emission rate on average. These positive effects on the air quality come with health benefits. Because LEED pays special consideration to the materials used, the buildings are also free of harmful chemicals.
However, what I guess makes LEED truly appealing to investors, despite the higher initial costs, are the costs they can cut through the saving of resources. Estimations over 3 years have shown that employing LEED's methods can save you up to $1.2 billion in energy alone.
But not only that is why investors turn to LEED. As many people want to live and work in healthy environments, green buildings are attractive to tenants too. I think it's a great cause that deserves more attention.
I mean, while that all sounds really great, and I have understood the aims and purposes of LEED, I'm having a hard time trying to imagine what that could look like in practice.
I totally get that, but I found a great example of student housing to make things more clear, which is really cool since we're students ourselves, and it's nice to see that these techniques aren't only applied in expensive homes.
Okay, I mean, that's really interesting from my perspective. How do they differ from regular student housing?
Well, they're different techniques, but the main difference is in the material they used. The building's walls are mostly made from cross-laminated timber, which is a type of prefabricated solid wood paneling. What makes it green, however, is that it is a lower carbon solution.
Doesn't it tend to get hotter in wooden buildings compared to concrete ones? Wouldn't that be a problem?
Generally, you're right. But they have employed cross-ventilation methods and created a lot of natural shading in the building to keep temperature steady. And it works.
But that's not the single distinctive feature. There has to be more that is done differently, right?
Right. There are various different approaches to a green building, but to give you a rough idea of what can be done, for example, in the apartments, low-flow showerheads are built in to help with water reduction, and floor-to-ceiling windows create open spaces and ensure natural light.
Well, here's hoping that other universities use this as a role model example for future buildings. I really think this could be a starting point for a more sustainable future then.
What a nice note to end this on.
Thank you for introducing this non-profit with me, Johanna. I really hope that this sparked an interest in green building and maybe starts the conversation around what else can be done to protect our climate just a little bit more.
Because this is essentially what all of this is about. However, we do not want to keep you from whatever you have to do.
So, we're not going to take any more time off of your hands today. We hope you enjoyed this podcast and have learned something new. We sure have.
Let us know whether you would consider living in a green building. This is goodbye from us. We hope you have a nice day.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.